Senator, first of all, thank you for taking time out to visit with us here today to talk about the work that the Senate Agriculture Committee has done in regard to the Farm Bill. Are you pleased?
I'm pleased. Generally, it's something that we did last year. I think did it well in the Senate. Got a strong bipartisan vote. It was good for the Midwest. It was good for Ohio farmers and good for consumers and good for rural development and the environment. But this year it died in the House. This year we're doing it again. Still a good bill. Still optimistic. I think there'll be more pressure in the House of Representatives to act on it now.
When you look at the Senate side, where do you see some of the bigger challenges facing the full Senate?
Well, the challenges on a farm bill are rarely partisan and almost always regional. So there are some issues. There's some issues on conservation compliance, some issues on commodities, some issues on crop insurance that are regional. Most of them we've generally succeeded. I'm particularly interested in the market-oriented kind of safety net that I think we've done generally well this year. Part of the change this year from last year is these are written in part with major input from the chair and the ranking member. The ranking member this year is a Southerner. Last year was a Midwesterner. That's affected the bill some, but generally it's a good bill, and we want to preserve the great majority of it on the Senate floor and get it to the House and move forward.
Not all of the provisions in your local Farms, Food, and Jobs Act were included. Will you push to include those other provisions once it gets to the floor?
Oh, I'm not sure yet what we will do on the floor. There are a number of things we're looking at. As we start the debate, apparently on Monday we'll start the debate. I will work with the committee and colleagues on the floor to sort of figure out if there are changes in the bill we'll want to look for. Some of the changes that were made from last year we perhaps relook at in terms of we included a countercyclical type adverse market payments. That's important to Southern growers, not so much in line with what Ohioans want to see. We may see some action on that on the floor.
Senator, how closely were you watching what was taking place over on the House side?
Well, I saw what happened with the House vote. I'm not pleased with the major cuts in SNAP. I mean, the food stamps are important for farmers and for consumers. We're seeing most of the people that get food stamps are working, many, many, many of them full-time, and just not making an income that they can get by on. And the food stamp program's always been bipartisan. Certainly we deal with the fraud in food stamps, but the fraud in food stamps is no more than fraud in some of the other programs that matter to other Ohioans and other Americans. So I'm very concerned about what this means to children and families, and want to make sure that we don't follow that in the Senate version.
Just one other thing I wanted to ask you about, away from the Farm Bill, Senate this week also passed the Water Resources Development Act. Good news for Ohio?
Yeah, the WRDA bill, the Water Resources Bill, is matters to our state in a number of ways. We're blessed with the greatest on our northern shore, the greatest body of fresh water in the world, and on the southern border of Ohio we have this great waterway. And, you know, lots of water resources throughout the state, drinking water, recreation, commercial, industrial use, all of that. And this was a good step forward in protecting the Great Lakes and protecting the Ohio River, in part from Asian carp and also in development and how we make sure the Army Corps of Engineers serves Ohio in the right way, from Findlay with the flooding they've had to the dredging in the harbors along the, you know, and from Toledo to Ashtabula.
It's one thing to pass the WRDA. It's another thing to get it funded.
Yeah, it is another thing to get it funded. It always is. But there's been general bipartisan support for this kind of infrastructure. I mean, the vitality and the economic prosperity of this country is in part because of the government partnership with local communities on highways, bridges, water transport, harbors. and some who just say there's never a role for government on this one are wrong, because it's clear. I mean, it's important as government is in Medicare and Social Security and food safety. It's equally important in infrastructure, so we can move goods and services around the state and around the country and around the world, and helping Ohio farmers export, going from the Maumee River to Lake Erie to the St. Lawrence Seaway to overseas.
Senator, anything else that you'd like to add as this farm bill moves now to the Senate floor?
That's it. I think next week we hope we can conclude it next week. We start the debate on Monday. There'll be a lot of amendments, but I think there'll be a good bit of agreement. I expect a strong vote of across party lines, as farm bills usually are. I hope the House puts its their leadership puts its partisanship aside and moves on this bill as they should. If it's not done this week, we'll see how long it takes, but it needs to be done.
Senator, I appreciate your time.
Glad to do it, Dave. Thanks. See ya.